Moshin, he was born between what to do with the Shadat Sharosh. So Rashi, I'm very violent, but you didn't make the problem a second time. You didn't make the problem something wrong. I made the problem Moshin the Shriva, and so I'll talk about it later one day. Make that Moshe, comment number one. Rav said we're over here in the Rosh Simon Yudalit. I think strongly that he meant Menachos and not Brachos. I mentioned it that Badaya wanted to change the Girsa. Menachos and not Brachos. No. The Rosh is exactly what the Gros said. B'diuk. What was the whole word of the Gros? You have the word Choser that proved it many times, right? Take a look over here, Moshe. Okay, Mashmalishna after the Chesem Amalek. Okay, Mashmalishna the Choser Mavaret. The Choser Mavaret, Osem Rosh, Shabir Kvar. Alasham Makshin Lohayim Devaro. For the summer, the Kavash of Mavaro Brocha Harris. And he has the catch. The Chamafur is exactly what the Golden Gaon said. That's what he said later on. When the Menachos that came to this, had the word Choser in it. Why did you make that Mahagos? It means Brochas. What? It means Menachos. I don't understand why the Badani Anta was trying to change the gear, so I don't understand. Fine. We had this kasha yesterday. The Gros, tremendous kasha. He had a kushya atzuma from a Tosefta in Brochas. Why did I never mention it's his villain? Another kushya pretty atzuma. What's this? You should make two Brochas at the same time. Well, what's it all about? So if you answer these questions, after you have to be reckoned with. Bill McGon says something by definition, I have to reckon with it. I'm going to read you two sources. The first is the Aruch HaShul. The Aruch HaShul. Now, if you saw the Ma'am of Kaimus, Rebbe, I was careful with the Taz, the last one in brackets, on the bottom. That is the tshuva of the Taz's brother. This is Khaled. It's yay long. I only took two excerpts out of it, because otherwise it would be brown. We were referring to it here and there, and I put it in the brackets in case you find it too much on the Makaris. That's why it's explained by itself. We'll get to it soon. So the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this question, of course. And he gives the following answer. So like this. This is we're learning Simen Chopei. Simen Chopei. Sif Yud. Write this down. The Nira Lee. What is it? A special bracha of thanks that Hashem gave us an oath. Very nice. Whole different story. But what do you do with the other caches of the Vilna Gaon? They're all answered. Not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Not a Birchas HaMitzvah. One brought to work for Truma, Meister, Meister Sheni, whatever. So what Birchas HaMitzvah? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. So this Teret that the Yom HaShulchan says in one word, I was privileged to my Rebbe of Soloveitchik, who's a quote of the Bracha, more than one occasion. And now, they have printed, the Shiuri have grid. On the other stam, Ksav Yad. Mamish. My Rebbe's Ksav Yad, they're not so commonly around. But it's Mamish, a Ksav Yad. Doesn't mean they printed it in Ksav. They took a Ksav Yad from somebody. He gave it to an individual in order to use as a bar mitzvah drush. How do you like that? Yeah. A bar mitzvah drush. For one of his talmidim, he gave it. It's his mamash, it's a sabyan. They can't accept that. Simon A. And he says something along the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan, but he says the whole, but a much more broad heckin, as was typical of my Rebbe, as a form of the Rav. So yes, he quotes, starts with the sabyan, she master rabbeinu, the ben, shel echad mitalmida, le lidrosh bimeda, b'chagigas habar mitzvah. Alright. Goes to build the God's kashas. So he gets involved, Rav, in the Machlok, which we spoke about yesterday, the day before, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Tam. Do you cheer every day, or do you not cheer every day? Fine? Tois is the pshar. I mean, the time is right to the Rosh, but the old dragon comes to the villain, shall yad. Oh, a new halacha. New din. Yad and Rosh are different. Yad is kshir. The halacha itself on the body, that's the mitzvah. And therefore, it's possible to say, you have to make a new that every day. Tzvul shel Rosh? No. The mitzvah is that you, what he calls over here, mitzvahs iter tefillin. That a person should be ma'uter betefillin. And the tefillin should be in its place on his head. Of course, he can't get there by itself. But that's only to get it there. But it says in the pasuk, v'hoyu l'totavos be'enecha. A different story, havaya, should be on his head. But the putting it there, the tying it there, the tightening it there, is not part of the ma'aseh mitzvah at all. To mention at the end of yesterday about this also. This is where the Ksav Yad takes a break. He puts over here. It has two paragraphs, which are later additions from other shiurim. I heard some of these things. The pasuk says, V'yaro v'ro v'lame tefillin shel v'rosh. That's a new thing. Someone's m'utim v'tefillin. What's the Gemara Shoshana? Karkaftim l'mona tefillin. A whole new status. The head that, you don't find the head of that tefillin. Then in the gavra, he used to say, the gavra is a m'utim v'tefillin. And then he says, that's why the Rosh used to say, the Berichas HaTfilin, when he got to Ota Yisrael B'Tifar, quoted Shulchan Aruch as well. Why? Yesh of Kiyo Ba'av B'yoso B'Uter B'Tfilin Shurur. Who did the Gavash should be B'Uter B'Tfilin Shurur? You go back to the Tzav Yad. Now, so when the times is like this, Mitzvah Shayad is tied. Rosh should be on your head. Muta ben. Two brachas. Yalla on the app. The pu'ula, the action. Tzvila shirosh av mitzvahs. I'm reading the Rav's language. Ki kan et tzavinu me mitzvah miyuchedes ha-mu'ufyenes. That's the one fancy word I see. Al yidei havayas ha-tzvila ala rosh. And the first bracha has nothing to do with this. That's a bracha on an action. Memele answers the kashas of the grah. The Grot Shubas Maises are all Maises and Mitzvahs. He doesn't do the Maises and Mitzvahs. Ayle Havaya V'Itur. Doesn't do it one brother. Totally different kind. Oh, so far so good. Hamza Ben Elio, Dr. Ben Elio. He himself held in the Nuk Shira Fishal Yad and Shal Rosh. Why had he been the Pasuk? Ukshatam, he also had that of Bahayel Tos Ben Echa. Ukshatam is, as he even has something to say, Nimshach. It goes on the second half of the pasuk as well, as he puts it. Shartim misyaches gam l'sof, same with the crow. Okay, good. So what does it mean? To me, shoyad hiduk. Okay, so rosh hiduk and habayim. Can't deny it's v'hoyim. Comes out that a person puts on tefillin on yamis has one mitzvah. Shira, and the Rosh has two mitzvahs, the Shira and the Itur. Rabbi Natan agrees, after Rabbi Elio, the dispute is only how you define Shira. Is Shira tying into that, or is Shira a Hebrew? Oh, the second cash of the Grah, why are there two brachas on one mitzvah of Sharosh? Who ever heard this thing? Two brachas on the same mitzvah? The answer is no. They're two kiyumim to the Sharosh. One is tying it, Shira or Hidu, the case may be. And the second is, again, Havayas and Tfilin on the Rosh. These two kiyumim require two brachas. Hidu requires Aliyah, Havayas and Tfilin, Amitah Tfilin. And therefore, Lo Sach, Lo Aniyah applies to both. One bracha, and then you make all the Amitahs on the Amitah Sharosh. Sach, and Aniyah is out, the two brachas on the Sharosh, Atah Divir Rabbeinu. So he expands significantly on what the Yom HaShulchan said. It's the same fundamental yourself. Okay? So L'Aniach is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And HaMitzvah is a different kind of a bracha. Totally different type of a bracha. Fine. Adka. We're working with the assumption until now that if just we say Sof Mavarach Shtayim, so that if a person only has Tefillah Sharosh, only one, He has a wound on his arm. He's lost his tochiyad. He makes two brachos. However, which you'll see momentarily, this is not so posh. Let's turn to the Nebuka Yosef. Everyone turn to the Nebuka Yosef and see what it says. Please, open it.
Discussion,
that a person is allowed to speak between two tears shall both the Yushev and the Nuva. Tears after Shemon Esrei, after laning, and the ones Rosh Hashanah. Oh, the whole discussion that Reish Mesifta sent a Tshuva, and the person does it, you scold him, a whole story. And the Rif quotes over here, but even though you scold him, you don't have to make a new bracha of the Shema Kol Shofar by the Shemon Esrei ones. Why not? Sach bein tefila the tefila chos ha-mevarek. Whoa! So the same way you have to make a new bracha on Shemon Shorosh, make a new bracha of the Shema Kol Shofar on Shemon Esrei? No. There, shtei mitzvahs ninu. Because it's not going to be other. Okay, not going to be other. Not only that, you're making a whole different bracha on mitzvahs tefila. Okay. He says as follows. If a person talks, it's called mama. That's there. But over here, it's one mitzvah, the shofar, and therefore they know it's not such a big deal. So it's nothing so bad if you talk between them. That's the riff. Comes the balabar for the whole discussion. I'll meet you for the round. The Radalevi's Aleas. What? No Gorod on the Sifa. But Tfilin is a different bar completely. You know why? A Pasuk Mefurish. For Hoyali also, Yosflis is Gorod Ben Anecha. Serves the Chira of Abaya Kiyacha. She had Tochef Tfilin Shorosh. The Tfilin Shia Teta. They should see Abaya Achas Ashtem. This is the Yisrael of Alamor. One, the two are connected to each other. If you see if the garment am a very other. Why? Not doing any brachas. Not because he's doing a mitzvah without a bracha, not because he brought a shayna tzricha. No! Independent violation. Who's separated between the inseparable? Bahayo, the old separate has to be one Havaya. Oh. Therefore, what do you do? Chozer Mubarak, Birchat Tzvila Shuyat. Umashmesh bitfilin shayad, umachazig as a kesher, on the barak, Ramashnia, Ashurosh, Vitochem, Shtehavitz, Zulazu, to Mishamru, etc. Quotes the Gemara. This is what the Balabar says. A whole new barak. A whole new idea. For Hoyan also, there's only one Bahayan that person. Havayach is a Shtehav. You dare not speak between them. Now, Kamina will be, as the post can point out, but if you're not making any bracha, there are two cases, two common cases in Jewish life that you put on to with no bracha. What are they? Chalamayit. Chalamayit is one. Rabbeinu Tam is two. Rabbeinu Tam is filling. So, if you take Rashi, Tosfos, no big deal. I can put on one and say, how you doing? Oh, good to see you. What's your breakfast? And then put on a Shorosh. No brachas. Quoted the Balamor, Chas v'Shalom. It's Avaya Chas v'Shnei. You don't make the brachas. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is not Kalach, or maybe Cholamon, you don't need Tefillah, get there later. So what? Okay. Now, the Ran, this is according to Rabbeinu Tam. He's going to Rabbeinu Tam, Sheik the Balamor. And I say, according to the Rif, which Rashi and the Ramban Shita, the promise is follows. No! They are Dorian Bracha Shein and Tzricha. That's the Avera Shein B'Yodo. He's right from Yuba. He make more than one Bracha on the Sefer Torah. That's the Pshah. That's the Avera. That's the Avera B'Yodo. That's what Tosa says. But, Kan, Kevin Shein and Dorian Bracha, Lomei Osir, ולא שמענו בשום מקום שמי שבירך על המצו והיסל שלא יהיה ראשון לדבר שיגמר what? Can't speak in the middle of Dikas Chavitz says the post can't what? Can't speak in the middle of lunch middle of Yisuda still since the Reish Pesif the Senin Roy שלא ידבר בהן שלא לצורך Hakol Tolik the Basel I feel the same with Torah Shemhe Rabbal said the most important mitzvah of the Shem of the people is not to talk between the beginning of the shofar and the end of the shofar. The rabbi's dream. You know, banging the tables every Shabbos, every other Shah. No one passes it, Rosh Hashanah. It's full down chance. It's not patching again. This did somehow took off. Wow. They say today it went viral. Said something which they don't even agree with him. That did somehow made it big. No one said, shh, talk. We have tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So this is a counterfeit. This is a counterfeit. Correctly so. If you have one that's filling Shayad, that's filling Shirosh only, it's only on Mitzvah's filling. So the question is, why in heaven's name should we make a Laniyah Tfilin and a Mitzvah Tfilin when you sub main tie? The Devalor! You gotta have a Havaya Achas Hashem. To make it one Havaya, you have to actually do a Mashmash, you make a new Bracha, to make it one Havaya. You're ready to sever up the previous Havaya by speaking. This is a whole new Shita, Rabbi. This is a new Shita. This is not the Shita of Rashi or the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam as we had it. It's the third Shita, the Book of Yosef. In between Shita. Wow. This is, I believe, the correct shot in the Balamor. What's the not correct shot in the Balamor? You can see it. The Mogan Abraham? That's the not correct shot. It's wrong language. Let's look it up. If you know the Balamor, if you know a little about the Rishonim in general, about the Balamor in particular, you know, you smell, this can't be shot. This can't be. But the Mogan Abraham said it. It's Achrayinish, not Rishonish, if I may use that expression. It's not Zirufish. This is not something which we can attribute to a Bala Mor, who is such a, he had such strongly held opinions. He's not the kind of person to pussyfoot and thought, like, well, I'll say questions for this one, or that's not him. But okay, the Bala Mor, he doesn't take quotes from the Ram. If any Rishon would say it, if the Ram would say it, I can hear it. Ryan often has these kinds of, but it's really in the Balamor. Let's read together. It's called Tezva. Chosel Aran. U'memash ne'shol yad, u'mechazik ha'kesher, u'mevorech al sharosh shteyeh. Not on the show. It's a short quotation. It doesn't have the whole thing. It's really good for the Balamor. V'tameh, this is where I don't believe. Without a tameh, I can understand it. I can say it independently. Came in the Yesh Orim, the Chayav Lavorach Shememash. Whoa, a whole Lavor. It says in the Gemara, on the Chalavavavav base, a person required to be Mashmash Betrillim, Bekol Shah. Bekol Shah? Okay, all the time, you're required to be Mashmash. Now, does that require a Bracha? What? A Bracha? Since the altar is still open, I assume. Take a look. It's a Gwarn Sukkah Memkov. Calls man shemenicha, along with start the cut, as a kisi, etc. Does it make a little bracha? Fine. And the mashmash of its gilai mavarki, kloma, shemesich and atzvah min atzvilin, for the zochen also the mashmash of the hand, they're also named mudachim of koma, mudachas lam kol, chayel mashmash of the tefillah of kol shah v'shah, kakoma mitzitz, etc. And then what? So he makes a bracha. We don't pass this. Nah, every time you touch a tefillin, make a bracha. No. Take a look at the Divrei Chamuda, Rav Mosai. It's in Kot Nun Tes. We don't do this. It's in Kot Nun Tes. We quote the same Gemara. End of Yudal. Rabbana de Beirav Ashi, Kol Eimas, the Mashmash, and Mavorim. Pirish Ri! Shem Mashmash in Behen, Abzeel and Koma, in Nishma to the Nokam and Achosa. No, it's a new Anacha. It's all over the place. Then and only then. That's a weak pass, not the rush. But there is a Nebuka Yosef who does say, you ought to make a new Brach. Fine, back to the Nokam and Achosa. Okay, but the Yesh Omer, which is the Hayal Brach, Shemesh means the Nebuka Yosef. Vahokha Yesh Omer, Dame Tzorok, Lebaruch, Laniach. Jesus, Rashi, Ramam, and Rick. That if you suck, you only make one bracha la mitzvahs on the sharosh. Lachen your mashmesh b'shalyad. What does that mean? You don't want to make a bracha lebatola. And after all, the machlokas Rashi ben Thomas unresolved, right? That's why, in fact, the Rambam said, "What are we saying? Come on, what are we saying? Baruch Hashem, it's unresolved. So whatever you've been talking, is the machlokas. That's what you all will do. In such a circumstance, Tilul Mashmesh, because maybe that also requires a bracha. So you have a strange faith to make it like a bracha. Hey, Rabbi Tam is right. We didn't look at Yosef is right. Beautiful. Who votes that the Balamor meant that? Who thinks and dreams it? I almost can't believe that he says. Maybe he's right. I can hear it, although it's also not, he doesn't say it, I don't believe it. It's like Iran's personality is like always trying to make peace and insurance. Balamor meant that? I can't even begin to believe that he meant that. I don't believe it. Hashem Shai is, no! That in order to make a truth from Zelazer, after you speak, you need, what you really should have done, is take it off and put it back on again. What you should have done, you want to be pure, take it off and put it back on again. Alright, don't want to make him do that. You make him a mashmesh. It's considered as if you took it off and put it back on again. That's the pshat. And then and only then do you make a bracha of lanir and a mitzvah to make a havayachas l'shnei. But sharosh alone, it's only a mitzvah. The Karen Aras said before. Oh, frek of the kiveger on this bogan avroh. Again, I view it as a kash on the bogan avroh, not a kash on the rishon. But okay, promise of global ador. Everyone open to the kiveger on this bogan avroh. Chashali. What do you mean, Maravia? Trying to gain something. Lower your chance to the Brahma of Atom. You don't get anything, he says. Why? The aim of the Shishikas Rashi. This is off with our Stein. I don't want to look good, right? It should be the total of two. Ladiach originally. And now it's just on the second one, on the Shorosh. Can the Mela below Soch the Bavarin Echod? Hainu, the Ein of Mavarach Al Sharosh Klal. It's obvious. That's what you do, my friend. You follow Rashi the Rambam. You don't only make one bracha every day. In case it's a b'kiveger, she a mashmish b'shul yach, u'mavarech lehaniach. Shuv Ein Oroi Levarech Al Sharosh Al Mitzvahs. What'd you gain? You're trying to limit your chances of bracha levatol. How do you do it? You have a mashmesh. According to the book of Yosef, mishmesh requires a laniach. Yeah, but you gain nothing. You're back where you started. Once you make a laniach on the mishmesh, right? There is no more bracha on the mitzvah, according to Rashi and Shavosh anyway. What'd you gain? You gain nothing. Suppose it's like a zero sum game. You gain zero. Look at this as an amazing thing. Ulai v'yemes b'varach t'chila al sharosh al mitzvahs al mitzvahs v'chakach v'mashmish b'shuyad v'varach l'aniach v'bazeh yetzi yedei kula v'chakach two brachas but the Rashi l'aniach v'shem mishmush and the Rabbi Yosef v'ein mash b'kei mitzvah it must turn up to be a l'chonsis believe it or not Pella this is I think it all starts with it starts the Sobis is not really right. It's interesting. The Ravid never likes the Balamor, as we all know. He thinks he's an upstart. Some of the exchange between those two. It's a little scary. Okay. So on this Balamor, the last Balamor in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, which in our editions, the old editions, passes without any comment, Asogas a Ravid. Shake your hands, he starts. Chakra. That's my goal. This thing doesn't say the whole business at the beginning. Ubidvar shall zeh? Call him zeh. This one. Ein mamish. Nothing there. What did he say? The mashmish v'shul yad at the chadik ha-kesh v'shalom. V'chozim l'varach v'rechas yad v'shul rosh. He says, oh, me'ato. Ein ten shtayim v'shul rosh. What are we going to do with this chakmei tzorfas? She token as asked for the dvar alocha. What are we going to do with that? That's what it is. Chilas kodo. I thought this kasha is no kasha to begin with. Where did it say shtayim v'sharosh? What was it? What? So mavara shtayim. What is it shtayim v'sharosh? You know, we get so used to these things. It's as if the words sharosh are in shas bali. They're not there. So mavara shtayim. Kalva sitting right with me. You crazy? really quit my non-existent Gemara. But Baruch Shneim, he won the Shevet to Rosh. About Baruch Shneim. Since he rushes him away with such a zap. Anyway, this is how they conclude the scepter of the Shon. The two giants fighting with each other. Adka. Okay, Rabosai. Good. Oh. Interestingly, they quote over here, I saw the Arch of Sakai. I have it in my house, and they should be getting it tomorrow. I feel so bad. I didn't bring it up for the first. We needed it so much this past week. I mean, it was the Malbim. So he quotes it over there, and he says like this. And even if you hold that Mishmash Gomer does not require a bracha, so we pass it across halacha. Here is a Mishmash Shechivul Chachamim, so it does require a bracha. It's not stop two favor for the sheep to somehow throw it together in a mix, which have no bearing one on another. No. Can you require a Mishmash Shadif or does it require a bracha? Maybe he means with the long lines that I said earlier, but since I don't have it, remind me. I won't get into it tomorrow for Shia, but remind me on Shabbos to look in the Arts Lechaim, see exactly what he says in this regard. Fine. Now we already saw, and let's read it inside in the Rush, where he quotes the Jewish, he calls it a funny name. He calls it Hilchas Tfilin Atikta. We saw an earlier quote from Jewish Agaonim, the Tachum and Parshas Noah, the Parshas Bo. Kosa, let's read together slowly. This is the fourth line of Simon Tetz Bob in the Rush. Sof make tefillin and shal yad and tefillin shal rosh and sof sikha skul and chos and olav yorkin and lachav. The mekudush of yehesh meirama sof and chos and olav yorkin and lachav. Now the chos and bevarev al shal rosh shtayim. They should call tefillin to unos shtay rocks. The empirical kakas olas zu luzu. The mekudush of batla rishonam tzav lavarach beiz al shal rosh. Wait. You read it straight. My initial read is that both tefillin require two brachos. Who read it that way? Simple read. Comes the Rosh and says it can't be. Oh, they come up in they should call tefillin to the day of brachos. No! Tefillin shal Rosh kamar. Not tefillin shal yad. Who ever heard of a crazy idea? Tefillin shal yad should require two brachos. What are you coming from? Tefillin shal yad, two brachos? What? What? Okay. So I like to use the Ferish of Rishon. Remember it is Sefer Or Zerua. Or Zerua. So Or Zerua and Hilchas Tefillin. Top Kuf Pei Beis. Page I am testing in this edition. He says the Ferish, what the Rush could believe. Shuvas Agaonim. What's the Shuvas Agaonim? The whole story we got it here. They should call Tfila Utfila. Tzricha Shtei Brachos. You can't say anything to Shorosh. Each one spells it out. But they're not mitzvahs. Black and white. Well, I'm just black and white. He never heard of it. He doesn't like it. He doesn't reread it. It's different. The Rush is trying to be polite. Rereads it. He reads it straight and thinks it's crazy. But he, Tamiya, what are you talking about? Never heard of it. He says in the Gemara, Al Tzvila Shuyad Lanim, Shirosh and Mitzvahs, Buddha Rehim, Hello, Ben Shuyad, Ben Shirosh, Tzvila Shtei Rabbis, Lanim Shavit, what's going on over here? What are you saying? Doesn't like to go on. But he quotes them, I think, more faithfully, as we have the words written that you have in front of you in the Rush. So it would appear. Nope. Or Zerua is a kasha. Sounds like it's absolutely a knockout kasha. However, if you open the Torah, a simple read of the Torah, simple read, is exactly the same thing as the Gaonim. Not like his father reread it. It's a simple way. Read it, if you have the Torah, get up and up. Sinan Chopei. Sif Yudal. I'm just going to read it to you. I'm going to read you a very brief citation. Don't have it by heart. You can memorize it. It's very short. Very, very short. He said, I found my research, not only over in Russia, I found my father. Shabiyad, Akash, Kashash, Kashash, Shayad, al hazroa. By a meniach shorosh, call them shekorech haratzua salam hazroa. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's minute. Right away, he's desperate to put them together. Sheomer, kevet, here's the words. Kevet shebrocha shnia, chozeres gamal shoyat. Mitamzeh el ha'asik b'neem, yesh lemayah lehesik b'chol ha'ash yuchal, and the kriecha ben Hazroa is not been a mitzvah to spoil it till after. See what he just said? Brocha shnia chozeres gamal shoyat. And he calls him his father. What does his father say in the resort? Can't be! Father knows best. I mean, the son knows best what the father says. Even though it seems to be against what he said over here, when he reread the Golden. This is a very serious map. A very serious map. Okay. Who asked this question? The Dibbe Chavutus. Sivkot Nudvav. Take a look together. Sivkot Nudvav, the Dibbe Chavutus. He quotes. In the high time of Nudvav, the high time of the Rabbeinu Betshuva, Shabiyah HaShikot Shalyad, HaZroa, watch the words here. There's a Chuma Sharosh. Shabrocha Shalyad Shaita Gamal Tzil Sharosh. Oh! Oh! The Torah got it backwards. What did the Torah say? Shabrocha Shania Choseres Gamal Shalyad. Where did that come from? Beis Yosef says, Loma Shokeman Shabirkos Al Mitzvah Seek Al Gemar Mitzvah Kamosh Shakosim Gangan Rabbeinu. It can kaima gamel shayan. When we call makom, eini yodea lama shina dirbe arash. Why did the Torah change with its father? What's the next verb? Wrote, huh? In the end, he wrote. That's what he said. The Torah, what he wrote one way. The Torah is saying, I heard my father's lips. The Torah didn't say it right that way. He says, Shaya Omer. So he wrote one way, and he has in his Torah Shavah Peh, he had this other dimension. That the Salmitzvah goes on this Shalyad as well, which he did not write in his Shuvah. That's how I would put this together. I don't know how to do it otherwise. Now, Rabosai, there's a Pshat Nifla, not the Pasha Pshat, which the Taz quotes in Sukkot and Tess, which I asked you to see, and that's. It's a little bit of a strain, a stretch, but maybe. Taz of Kontaz is bothered by the same question. Atam b'tur v'shem arosh, have a look at Tzad Gavin, the Taz of Kontaz. Kevin shev roch ha-shniya ko ha-zeres kam ha-shriyad. Tam de nasim b'neir, ma'as v'nef to chol ma-shiyucha. Kvich ha-zam ha-akev. Therefore, it postponed. I'll tell the Shabbi, I went to my heart in the Torah, and I see it in front of you, in the Taz. Chosev e-shiyas, shumas y-rosh mo-shazeh. This is a Maharabi Prague, not the Maharabi Prague. The Maharabi Prague, as that goes in the tour. Pirish Tibiatur. No. Mashakosa Gamal Shayat, at the Brock of our Mitzvah Sugos and Tzil Shayat. No. What does it mean that? What does it mean? Pirish Al Pirchas Lahania Shehi Shalyat. Again, one more time. We read the lesson of the Torah. The Torah said, read it. What did it say? He said, Kevan Shebrocha Shnia Choseres Gamal Shalyad. We thought, well, it's Shalom Shalyad. It's no. It goes on the Brocha Mania, Shishalyad. Benim said, Dirbe Atur, Kedirbe Arush. Du Mukra. Has to be that way. Otherwise, what are you saying afterwards? Emeinu Ela Shalyad. Mevarach L'Aniach L'Chud. Why? If both come on both, Yavi Shalyad should make two brachas. And that's what the Rosh says. So he reinterpreted the Torah. That's quite a reinterpretation. Quite a reinterpretation. Wow. Wow. How do you say that? How do you say that? He said, that the tefillin shel Rosh Hashakas to Lahania had to stand. That's not his words. His words were Shebrocha Shnia Chozer Hashkam Hashiach. If he meant that the tefillin shel Rosh Hashakas to Lahania, then he shouldn't use the word Brocha Shnia. He should use the word tefillin shel Rosh. I don't see how I can. Pashup Shat Chozeres of the Brocha refers to the Chetza shel Tefillin shel Yad, and not to any other Brocha. I don't know how you get away with this. Not only that, but Levushe Srat points out, here we like brothers, Shemus Achim Kav Yachad, Nirim Vizeh Shataz Cholik Al Tshubas Ochim Zal. Two brothers, you gotta love it. Two brothers, Rav Tovid Alayvi Balataz, and Rav Yitzchak Alayvi, whose Tshuba was monumentally long, was quoted Yitzchak Halevi, that's how it ends, the beginning, three pages before, he says, the Taz says, Hetek Mitzvahs Ochi Agoyim for Yitzchak Halevi Zal, he predeceased the Taz, he said, Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs, he quotes, and it's printed separately, Shut Mari Halevi, Simen Ches Sheila, whoa, it goes so long forever. Long forever. So he says the fundamental point of the Achiyat Taz is mitzvos, it goes on the Shiyat as well. But the Taz says, no! Not like the Marami Prag. The real Levi is like the Torah, Kipshuto. A fundamental shayla. We got that Lanir goes on Shorosh. Yeah, that we understand. But the our mitzvah should go on the Shiyat, even though it comes afterwards, that seems to be Pshat in the Gaonim, seems to be Pshat in the Torah, and there those who don't believe it. The Pasha don't believe it. Oh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the brother of the Taz, he also knew about the Marami Prat. He knew about it. And he writes about it in two words. Those who have the Shuvas, Taz have gotten involved, they pick two words out of a thousand words a year. The two words are, puts the Marami Prat, about halfway through, maybe a little bit less. He gives you his words. He says, Ma shekosa v'ktur v'bozeres al kamal shayad, or to lomar, gamal ha-brocha shel yad. Says the real lady, v'hu dochak. You better believe it. I assume it's what I said. That's a big dochak. That doesn't fit in. Just doesn't fit in. Oh. But he does quote the Tanchuma, the Tshuva Sagonim, and he says, something which I thought is also a dochak, frankly. What does he say? Let's look inside just a few lines of Osai. In the real lady. Hope you can find it. Quotes the Tanchuma. It's the same as we saw in the base game in the Onim. It's like this. Zulazul, old story. Hatavazeh. She'armu she'roi le'varach ha'poletet man shnei brachas. How can it be? The Gemara is, how can it be two brachas on each one? Nirali. U'mepnei she'yesh b'chol achas man shnei nyonim. Ha'echad, risk a term. Ha'echad hu ha'guf ha'mitzvah. She'le zikaron, this is incredible to me. La'hamin b'tzios Hashem yizbarach, I agree with that. V'yichudo, I agree with that. Tzios Mitzrayim, I agree with that. Tzchavodosh, I agree with that. I do all agree with this. So those are all themes of the Tefillin. But the next line to me is staggering. V'av im hoya ochaza v'yodo hoya evshel l'kaya mitzvizu. Both sides, don't make fun of the children in the museum. Oh, the museum piece. Yes! For the museum! Every guy walks through the museum, looks at the kayak, the bits are going to the Achia Hataz. Museum. Oh, wow. Museum. Yeah. And there's another bracha, let a mitzvah to put it on your hand and on your head. If you ask me, may I quote a phrase? I'm sorry. Museum piece at all. I don't understand it at all. I don't know. It seems to me, if you want to say that there are two mitzvahs, yes, quote the Rebbe. Tell what my Rebbe said, that there are two mitzvahs. One is the bracha, two brachas for two mitzvahs, two inyanim. One is a simple laniya on the pu'ula, the act, brachas of mitzvah, and one is what? The al mitzvahs, which are the havaya. But my Rebbe said it for his bar mitzvah drasha, that he was given for this Talmud of him. he said it's only true with respect to what? Tefillin Shel Rosh. With respect to Tefillin Shel Yad, by Rebbe held as a help of Litvish Mitzvah. Give you that expression. Just do it. Don't Havai. It doesn't say no Havaias, etc. Yeah, but it also says in the Holy Torah. So we can suggest al derech Rabbeinu that there's an Indian of Havaya on Tfilin Shel Yad as well, and that is taken care of by the bracha of Mitzvah Tfilin, which is said later on. Remember, you're taking the Rav Yisod and taking it one step further. Hashulchan is going to talk only about the Rav Halamiros. I can't bring it to Shel Yad. But my Rebbe, who went to get with Rabbeinu Elio, Rabbeinu Tam, so you can say, just extend it a little bit and explain the Gaonim and explain the Tur Kipshuta. And it's in the Havaya and it was on Shel Yad as well as on Shel Rosh. So both brachas go on both. The Laniyah and the Pa'ula on both. And the Mitzvah and the Havaya on both. That's exactly how I understand the Torah, how I understand the Gaonim. It's a very nice trap. A very nice trap. Very nice trap. I and my Rebbe had three rayas. That is a distinction between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, which are not part of the brasha, but from a different shiurim. Okay. Yoram Mecca. We can say what? We can say, oh, yes. Yoram Mecca. You know why? Because it's filled with Shel Yad, you can't see them. They're covered by the sleeve. Right? Some say it's Mecholos, Melacherlios. But in principle, it's the same thing. Karkafla, Melacherlios. Lots of Karkafla. You can say Duroa too. Elamai, that the rush. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simcha Pesach Gimel. That's the rush my Rebbe quote. Take a look, Sim Gimel, right there. A rush, a Messiah, a brachas, at Olti Yisrael B'Sephara. Vos, a Menil Tfilin, Umavara, Olti Yisrael B'Sephara. Who said it's only going on the Tfilin Shel Rosh? Olti Yisrael B'Sephara, according to these Golem, it's going on the Abolvene. They're both in the sinyan of Viva Uta. Again, I'm not saying that my Rebbe said this. I'm taking his shear and just tweaking it to the same shot, and these go on in as well. Now I have one final problem with the Taz's brother, which I also don't understand. So because of it is sold, he's in the two mitzvahs, the museum. No, that's not nice to say. But what sounds like a museum piece, is he's looking at it, holding the hand is good. And putting on your head, so he called our mitzvot tefillin. Our mitzvot, the two mitzvahs. He passed the law on the maisa. Does anyone have a sit on mitzvot tefillin? Anybody here? No one follows after the talents. We saw in different Amudas, we call our mitzvahs. But look what he says. If ain lo ela shel rosh bulvad, pshita shivaret al mitzvahs, the patach avov. Ani lo mevin. I don't understand the name of Bailey. Is the bits in the museum piece and the bits on your head? I must be missing something over here. And he said the two mitzvahs are one, you look at it, you think about all these star Einish, it's right, well. And another bit you put on your head. So that's the shit also one or two brothers. Why not? That's why I gave him a course for the last line. Limited, not the whole thing. Please read it and figure it out for me. I don't understand. Okay. On both sides, I've turned to the different Hamudas now. Sivkot and Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin. See what it says. Nun Zayin. The Maravi Rosenberg said two brothers. Okay. Okay, said, any more sassy, Mizoah, Pashas, Pinchas. We're still holding in Pinchas, but not out of the weekend. You can no longer make Abdul. But still, the week following the. Look, Zoah. So it was an afterglow. When it comes to Zoah, it's going right? What did it say? Mama the Rashbi! Can the Varach al Shneim al Abrocha Achas? We saw before that I'm not going to read the name. How can you have the Rashbi? The base rice said, what do you want? Any of the Alama Tamaz, they also become a Dinish of a Tinish of Kaz of Rashbi, who say for Azar, Hepech Maskon of the Gemara, and a post from Kaz of the Maskon of the Gemara. This was it. Tamaz, Mishnah, Dafila, Vayodim, Dinir Rashbi, Lo yu chai shalom b'mokot the polig ha-gemara b'idah. I'm a farsh of the Leolam Tzorah Levon Shtayim. Mash for the hood of a head of the Omer b'gemara. Hachi. Chose, right? The gross chose. Then they pass the king. Koshken, she bimei ha-poskim. Adayin lo nigle sefer ha-mor ha-kodosh b'olam. Brackets.
Papa yaptı. Kız yaptı. Kız yaptı. Siz yaptınız. O da öyleyse. זה לא הבל האחשוס, שהאובר בעצמו היסטנטנאי זה, אם היו שיודו וכו'. ועד ירבה, זה סוס והנחוסו, היא לא הבי חיישי. That's a politics, where you have a right to argue רשבי או נאט. The kids in Imrits, this is a fascinating, the Mechabud is over here, a fascinating, so what do you say at the end? What do you say? Mekubolim, the same as Zohar, and we can make two, and others say no, doesn't really say that in the Zohar. I'm not going to, I have no yad in the Zohar at all. He said he made two. Lahaz latzmo. Baruch levatoloi omer. Baruch Shem. That's where it comes from. The Baruch Shem stop comes from the Marin Chaviv. You got to tell me how to say it with the Svar Ashkenaz. We have it again. He strikes again the Marin Chaviv. Baruch Shem. Says he. Abba pishen meshiv and esari. He's a famoso. Hey, dumb is in your main eye. Shiyava Adam Atzmal and his subit Baruch Levatola Yisvach al Shiyava Baruch Shem. How can that be? What's going on over here? No, is it true? What? It's all the base goes. After the very end, Minig Ashkenaz is like a minute. Yeah. Remember? Baruch Shem, what's that? Lo Choshe Mishos, Mishos, Onan Dem Shoch and Achal Benetam. Ule Ravka, Dem Milsa, Tov Lo Ma Baruch Shem. Lo Shem Achdis, Nats Melo, the Suffolk Ravka Klav. So the Ravka, Dem Milsa. As I thought, I brought a little chance to pop chat, we started with today, the time maybe, which we don't think is chat today, and the Palomora, but out there of this Ravka, Dem Milsa, we find over here. Fine. Comes, open to Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer, we have Mishnah Brewer all day. Mishnah Brewer. Open it up. Simcha Kop Alt, who faithfully records this, that we just saw. Simcha Pei, Simcha Kop Alt. So you put it together. Simcha Kop Alt. Kov Loma, Shash Sabra Lovatol. No, Shu Sabra Gomor, then how can you make it? We got Ashkenazim, Rabbi Natan, Ravka de Milsa. He's not just quoting this verbatim. It was really Rav, it comes from an earlier source. We have it here in the Jimmy Chavuz. See, that's made of Yad, the Pitbuk, no, the Lama Baruch Shem. V'yizoru! Shlo Lama Baruch Shem, Rak Achash Yehadik HaShem Rosh, HaShem Rosh HaKaroi. Dim Lokein, Yeh Hemstik Bein HaBroch LaNocha, Yeh Broch HaZul HaTol, B'manai. The Tzorach L'Achzal L'Varet. All of the Tzolim was there. Every Chub relates to a Kuv, as I tell you so many times. We do it. Is anyone in this room, sorry for you, you don't make it at all. Is anyone in this room who does not say Baruch Shem? The whole world doesn't. I can lead to a Kuv. I can tell you a Mazel. Arim Chaviv is not one of the Tzolim you always follow every single minute. The Ramah quoted it, and that's it. The idea changed. Comes along, they be alone. The Tov, I am the Grah, Shepos the Mechah. We saw that. Kivege has a chak. Second Kivege of the day. Eitzon, Sheyachame Bishat, Beruchas Lania. Im Allah, Kishitas Rashi, Ani Bechaven, Shalom Lotes, Beruchas Lania, Al Sharosh. Havele Kisah, Yuchal Averach Al Sharosh. Vienze Bechal Abroch, Gorm Broch Hashem Esvicha. The Mukhra Klasas came, is Svega the Dina. Yom Tav, Aris Lachaim, I don't have it yet. For Kodomo Olas Tavid, Prima God explains it. And our Sachayim is masking to this to Eitzah. Prima God says, no, Ben Lino came. Why? Shlo Yargil Odom as Atzmo the Fakbek Acham in Hodom Shlo Yisrael Shid Is Yazid Al Pishinus Havi Meri Shom. Wow. We can get out of the Prima God of Atzmo this is Chap Tanai. Don't do it. It's amazing. Rather, incur a subit Prima God of Atzmo and to change Ben Yisrael. Wow. You ever needed a resounding position of strength in Bnei Yisrael? Here it is. You'd rather take a chance at Rabbah Lovatol. So writes the Bir Halacha, why we don't follow the word of Rabbi Kivega. The truth is, it's not so simple. Rabbi Kivega quotes Raya that this works. Two Rayas. One is Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet Siddal. A guy, so suddenly you make a bracha on wine and the meal, if you made Abdullah, the Kabbalah Beferish, not to be molded in the wine and the meal, so you can make that a subject. That's very good. That I accept. What's one other source?
tough pay test. Steer us home and make a kali lo maltna. If I remember later on, this won't count. If I don't remember later on, then this should count. That's the famous Baba Avraham and tough pay test. To give a post over here, at the source, you have this funny kind of a tanai that works over here. Again, if Rashi's right to this, Rabbi Tam's right to this, tanai. But also, I never liked this tanai. My Rebbe never liked this tanai. My Chaim didn't like the tanai. We can't do things. Not everything wants to be given to a tanai. Not everything works with a tanai. Doesn't work with a tanai. What's going on over there? I had a hoop shot. This is my Rebbe's shot, fundamentally. That there, if you look carefully in the Hilchos Sefiras, someone got a seven tanai. He said you can count before this man, and then you remember at night, and you make a bracha at night, because when you count before the man, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. Zero mitzvah. Otherwise, there's no bracha until afterwards. I did zero mitzvah. Why bother doing it? The answer is, who knows? Keeps the count going. Keep the count going. Even it's not a Torah mitzvah. Many rites, not going into that particular crap. Right now. One final nakuda. We had the mission, we were open. Are you allowed to hint between Shalyah and Sharon? Take a look at Mishnah Brewer, Simcha Chafei, Shivkata Chaf Test. This is Mishnah Brewer as follows. Chaf Test. The lashon of the machaber is also the hasid betibur. No, first I feel the lashon hakodesh. Can't talk in Hebrew. Okay. The chatzchila also I feel the hasid b'shtika in shalaharish shal tzorach. I feel the lowest of that, even a long time that. But I feel the rameis be'ena of the likrot betzmosam. Yesh bizora the chatzchila. Fascinating. Yesh di zora lechatchi. Question of both sides. According to whom is this prohibited? According to whom is it a problem? What would you say? That's right. You lechatchi and prima gonna. Prima gonna says in two places. Bishop is also a man of Sikon Dalit, Eshel Ram Sikon Yizayin, that this chumrah is not enough. You go, it's not enough to make war on the new brother. But it's enough to stop the Havaya Achaz Hashem. So the Chathilu should be choshish for the Balamor. Shulchan Aruch holds the Balamor. Chas v'sholem, says the Prima Gaon. How does he know Shulchan Aruch is not passing the Balamor? Who knows? Take a look. Where do you see in Shulchan Aruch that you do not, he does not have to follow Balamor? It's Sif Yud. Let's end with this. Im Sabbat Sarah Tfilin and a Bot of Mavara. And you can't help. Im Shama Kaddish of Kedusha Ben Tfilah Shal Yad and Tfilah Shal Rosh Lo Yafsik Lanos Yimoyen. And we know. And it says El Shosek Mishomea O Mechave Nemash Omrin. Whoa. That could take a long time. It takes a little time. By doing that, technically speaking, you didn't speak, you're not going to require a new bracha, fine. But it's the Havaya Achas Hashem, this is knocked out. There's a long gap for Kaddish and Kedusha. Apparently the Mechaber does not require the Balamor Shita. He says, so bracha Shem Tzvicha. Yeah. And according to him, on Chalamayah, there should be no problem. Chalamayah should be no problem. With me so far, about that? Right? If you don't follow Balamor. I'm a Balamor person. Deep in my heart, I'm a Balamor person. Balamor speaks to us. Havaya Achas Hashem. I am a Chaver, is not so hot on it. Okay. But we don't want you to do this Balamor. Is it so... Rabbi, I'll ask you a question. Before today, did you ever learn about Havaya Achas Hashem? Raise your hand if you ever learned it before. The idea of having a tchifus, a connection, without any possible episode between Shem. Who ever heard it before? No. I guess that's why it's in I remember hearing it in grade school. I remember when I was a kid, they always taught us, you got to have one after the other.
One big thing.
Yeah, oh, is it Israel, you have to get Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know about these things. It's a failure in our educational system, if you ask me. This Balaam Harvey should all know. We'll stop here. We'll continue this chapter tomorrow.